Welcome to Sibling Spilling Tea, episode 16. This is your host, Cass.
This is Bobby.
Thank you guys so much to all of our loyal subjects, our day one listeners and our brand new listeners. Welcome, welcome. Thank you as always for following us on every, what would you say, Bobby?
Every platform.
Every platform. That thing.
All those things.
All those things. Yeah. We appreciate you guys finding us, following us, whether you're telling your friends, your family, or you're finding us through our little stickers we're leaving around town.
Yes.
They're like little, how do you call them, huh? They do that too, like in Disney. They leave like Easter eggs. That's how they call it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're kind of leaving our little stickers all around town, and it has our QR code. So be sure to scan it. Listen to us and enjoy.
What is our topic for today, Cass?
So guess what, guys? So for numero 16, DSA 6.
Oh, boy.
For all of our Espanol listeners. I know my girl Vanessa, she's going to appreciate that. I actually did learn something, even though you did all my homework, girl. Love you. And shout out to Kyle, of course.
Kyle.
So today we're going to be talking about a very interesting subject.
Something that's near and dear to your heart.
Well, that and I have a full Tom Hardy for.
Oh boy.
And Bobby doesn't even get a half chub on this one.
Flaccid.
Can we guess what it is? Astrology! You already know!
Is that Big Frida? Big Casa?
Yeah, how about we just recently watched the latest episode of ATL Housewives. And the gals, one of the girls on there, Drew, she took all the girls down to New Orleans and they had a nice dinner with Big Frida. You got to look her up. She's fabulous. She's crazy chef, fun, and you already know. But I think while we were watching that episode, we actually had the idea for this astrology episode.
Well, we've been talking about it for a while because, you know, Cass really loves it.
I mean, and she's mentioned it several times, just full on dick and balls all the way. Just full on. Jeez. Balls to the walls.
There's not a whole lot of people that are that level of into it that you are.
Well, you know what? I've seen on Twitter, there are some people that are into it way more than I am.
Really?
Like, holy shit.
I never thought that that was even possible, but.
Yeah, and you'll never see it because you're not interested in it. So.
No.
But what we thought we would do for you today is we're going to take you through each of the 12 signs. There are 12. So technically now there are 13. There is an extra one. They redid it, but we're just going to go off the old version because I don't know the fucking 13th one. I don't care. So so if you were born in the 13th one, you're probably a little kid and you don't care anyway about it right now. So because they just recently introduced that, you know, pretty not too long ago.
It's been 12 forever though, right?
It's been 12. And then, yeah, it's been pretty recent.
Yeah.
I want to say maybe in the last 5 years, maybe longer, that they introduced the 13th sign, but it's like, no, we're just going to go with the OG. Okay, the 12. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go through each sign and I'm going to give you my take on it. And then we're going to get Bobby's take on it. We're going to get the take of somebody who's really into it and the take of somebody who doesn't give any fucks about astrology.
Oh, you know what? But first, though, before we do that, yes, we do have to talk about this absolute legend that graced people's screens.
Who?
On News 3. What is it? KSNV?
Is it KSNV?
A few days ago.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Yes.
Guess what, everybody? Our loyal subjects. It was me. You know, I'm a complete hashtag ham for the cam.
Yes.
And anytime I see a news camera or just a camera in general, you know, and it could be for something weird, like, you know, maybe it's going to go like on the dark web. They're going to post like dirty pictures or like Photoshop me in.
Deepfakes.
I'm still there. Yeah. I'm taking the pictures. I don't care.
Okay.
So, we see, you know, got together at the park with some peeps and, you know, doing, of course, a brunch. And of course, we're doing social distancing. We're wearing our masks. We're making sure that we're following protocol. And all of a sudden, we see the News 3 gal, one of the anchors. she's, you know, standing there getting set up with her camera, her microphone, all these things. And so we're just joking, you know, we're like, oh my God, you know, maybe we're going to be on TV. And I'm already, you know, fluffing my hair. I'm like, oh, they better get my good angles.
You're already in your makeup room. You're like, wait, where did this building come from?
I have like an assistant like pop out of nowhere. They're like, so what do you want to do with your hair? I mean, should we do soft makeup because it is brunch time? Or should we do a little more dark makeup, you know, because this might be shown later on.
What are you feeling? What are you trying to manifest today?
What are we manifesting? So all of a sudden, you know, we're chatting and she just appears behind me and I turn around and I'm like, oh. She was like, oh, sorry. Oh. I said, oh, no, no.
You startled
each
other.
Yeah. I said, I just didn't realize you were standing, you know, you were going to be there as soon as I turned around. So she says, oh, you know, I'm doing a little piece about, you know, the pandemic and, you know, how people are starting to come up out of their houses more, you know, and they're starting to feel better because there's vaccines out there. And she's like, you know, do one of you girls want to, you know, come over, or a few of you, you know, want to say something? And everybody's like, no, no, no. And I'm over there. You already know. I mean, I'm like already in front of the camera. You know, you just see like a dust outline of me, you know, that was still there with the group. And, you know, my immediate thought was, okay, I'm going to promote the podcast because here I am. I'm wearing one of our face masks with our logo on it. Sibling Spilling Tea Podcast. So so she's like, oh, yeah, come, you know. And of course, my girl's like, oh, yeah, of course, Cass would be the one. I'm like, yes, girls, of course, naturally. I got to get up over there.
You were like a Katniss in the Hunger Games. You were Cassness. I volunteer.
Yeah, I volunteer as tribute.
We need someone for the new. I've never seen that movie, but I just know from the memes that it's like that weird lady. And you she's like, we need someone.
That's a pretty good job. Is yeah. It? Even okay. though you haven't seen it, that's like the gist of the movie.
Good.
Yeah, the bitch volunteers herself. And she gets through it, and spoiler alert, you know, she's fine, and they make like three other movies about it. So
okay.
So your girl Cassness, yes, she was a celebrity for now. We stood there for about 5 minutes. She's asking me all these questions, and of course they have to chop it down for the news.
God,
so I had like literally 5 seconds of fame. I think you could probably count it. Do your one Mississippi, two Mississippi,
yeah,
three, four, five. Okay,
that's
and then
better
I'm off.
Than 0 seconds.
And you could see it perfectly. I told her, you know, I said, oh, girl, get my good side. And she filmed me to the left so you can see our logo very well.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, oh, that's fucking awesome.
Get it, girl.
So, you know, if you guys haven't seen it, hit me up, you know, direct message us and I'll send you the video, the picture and the video, because Bobby was nice enough to video it from the news and take a picture, which is fabulous.
I wonder if we do have to check their social media though, because maybe they did post
their story. Yeah, it's our Channel 3 here in Las Vegas, Nevada. So maybe they did post it. Yeah. And as they should. It's not very often that a legend graces their cameras.
I like how you specified Nevada, because there is a Las Vegas, New Mexico.
Yes. And if we do have listeners that are outside, you know, of the country, which we did, I think we had one and maybe we lost them. Sorry, buddy.
No, it's been like a few.
But okay, there's been a few. Well, okay. Yeah.
Like
yeah. So
countries.
Yeah. Yeah. Look it up online, you know. Yeah, I got to specify, of course, you know, we're for the people. We will walk you through it. I will spell it out for you so you could find it easy. So now, on to the creme de la creme.
Oh boy, on my
things.
Creme.
I know Bobby is not interested because it's so funny. We got two extremes here. One that gives a shit, one that gives no shits. And it's so funny looking at Bobby's reactions, which we were actually going to film today, but we didn't because, you know, I got to get a little more zhuzh, you know, and I just wasn't feeling like zhuzhing.
It's the zhuzhery that we're lacking this eve.
That we're lacking during this this podcast. So funny. A lot of times when things come up, you know, I'll say, or, you know, if we're talking about somebody, oh, you know, that person. Yeah, it's because they're
it's
a gem
everything.
Or a Leo.
If an asteroid hits the Earth, oh, you hit it when Mercury was in retrograde. What a shit asteroid.
And it's that like, would no, happen during retrograde because that's a fuck time.
Oh, dear.
You're exactly right. You see, you do pay attention.
Oh, boy. If this is from now on, it's just going to be Cass spilling tea. And then Bobby's off.
Sans one sibling. Spilling tea, sans one sibling. Now I got to rename it. Now I have to go and like rebrand all the shit.
Yes, yeah. And it's just
no,
your
you're
fucking
staying
mug.
Here.
Oh,
I will
dear.
Find you and I will make you record with me.
Oh boy.
I'll tie you to a chair.
God damn it.
So, okay, I'm not exactly sure. I was doing some research, but I think the zodiac, you know, in the year, the calendar, I think it actually starts with Aries.
You know, I was going to say before we even start on any of the signs.
You're just trying to put it off, and that's irritating.
Before we start on any of these signs, maybe we should give a little summary of our take on it, like what we think about, you know, the whole crux of the, Cass is giving me...
I'm giving him like crazy face right now with my teeth, like all crazy looking.
What do you think about that? That way, you can give your overall like take on it and why you like it, things like that. And then I'll give my take on it. And
I thought that's what we're doing.
No, I mean like just like as like before we start individually assessing every single sign that there is.
Okay.
Like I'll start. Like I personally don't like it because I feel like it's just like pseudoscience.
You could just tune out right now.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Because this is, I mean, just take maybe like a few minutes, maybe go to the bathroom, get yourself a beverage, maybe get, you know, like a little bowl of mixed nuts.
Let's all go get a snack with the dancing fucking popcorn.
Yeah,
shit.
Let's go down to the kitchen. All right, Bobby, go ahead. I'll let you have your time.
Oh, no, that's all I want to say is like, you'll say like there's truth to it because it's general stuff that it's all 12 signs get stuff that's part of universally the human experience. Like virtually everybody can relate to all 12.
Yeah, but if that's true, then how come we're not the same? How come not everybody's the same?
Because people have different personalities. And that's
because they were born under different signs. Oh, some of them are great signs. Some of them are, I wish we didn't have them, Bobby.
And you got a 13th one. So.
Yeah, that 13th one that nobody cares about. So. I'm sorry for the children born under that, but I haven't really delved into.
How did they squeeze it? That we have 12 months. How did they squeeze it? How did they sneak another fucking sign?
Somehow they did it. They did it like in December.
That's how you know.
So they fucked with your birthday month. Yeah. You might have some truth to that, but we're going to stick with the OG 12.
Okay.
I'm not worried about that baker's dozen up there. Okay. I'm not interested in that 13th sign. If you guys want to go ahead and go figure that out, you know, you guys go do some research, please do and enlighten us. But for the purposes of this episode right now, we are just going to focus on numero 12. So I believe Zodiac starts with, and see, I don't have to give my like overall. You already know that I like it. Bang, done.
Okay.
There's my overall assessment of this. Okay. I like it. I believe in it.
All right.
It's fun to look into.
Okay.
Bang, done.
So you use it for more like entertainment purposes than like realistically.
And sometimes I've been good at guessing people's signs, so.
Coincidence.
Yeah, okay. All right. Believe what you will.
All right, so we're going to start at the very first, right? And then we're going to go to the very end.
And we're going to go to the very end. So it'll loop us back around to Pisces is right before Aries. So
does what you're reading off of on your phone there, does it give like a general summary of the sign itself?
Yeah, so let me get into this. Aries, and it's the Ram. Right.
Oh, okay.
And it says it goes from March 21st to April 19th. So if you're born during that time, you're considered an Aries. Now, I've read several different things too, that usually the 21st of every month is like you're on the cusp. Like, so say if you're born on March 21st, you would be like Pisces Aries cusp.
Right.
So whatever, what was the sign before, that's what you are, and the sign that you're, that's coming up.
Okay.
But I've also heard that there's like a leeway there. So 5 days before and 5 days after, you're considered in the cusp.
Okay.
Which is interesting. Yeah. So, and I've read a little bit even about mine. Like I'm considered, like, and we'll get into that too, what our signs are. But I would be considered like a Taurus Gemini cusp because I'm born May 24th.
Okay.
So I'm at like the end technically of the cusp. But if you don't want to get into technicalities, then I'm just a Gemini.
Okay. Okay.
So this says that the Aries, the pioneer and trailblazer of the horoscope wheel, Aries energy helps us initiate, fight for our beliefs, and fearlessly put ourselves out there. Now, Aries also is a fire sign. So they are fiery people. And we're going to get into something else here. Men and women are much different in each sign.
All
like the men,
nations,
I love in Aries.
All the women, nations lived in harmony until the fire nation attacked. That's all. That's all. Wait, I know.
Isn't that what is
the
that
Last
from?
Airbender?
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I know.
That's it. Yeah. Now, do you have any friends that are in Aries?
I have no idea because I don't give a shit about any of this. Maybe not.
No idea. For me, yes, I have Aries friends and they are fun and fiery and wild. And sometimes it's a crapshoot for me. Like the men I get along with very well. The women, some I'm really cool with and some not so much.
Okay.
And shout out to our cousin Jessica. She's an Aries, but I love her. See, this is the thing. Like some females, really great. And other females, I'm like, jog off.
Yeah, because that's the whole thing of life is different people are different.
Now, what's your take on an Aries after hearing this?
Nothing. It's a sign. It's a way to quantify somebody's way of being. And yeah, that's fun.
Anyways, so the next one, we have Taurus, the bull.
Uh-oh.
And that's April 20th to May 20th.
April 20th, smoke weed every day. These people are going to get some really good kush. So
now, yeah, if you're it's born like a, April 20th, like feel
how we did, still are going to do more espresso shots of APR. It's American Public Radio. It's a spoof on National Public Radio.
Yes. And how serious and boring those people are.
Yes.
And they could talk about anything, you know, like the world ending. And it's just like, yes. There are asteroids.
I feel
coming.
My soul depart.
We're going to die. Great talking with you here on KNPR.
That's the voice that I hear every single astrology reading in. Even if a clown gives it to me, honk, honk, you're going to have, yeah. Even if
now, he honks, what are they honking?
His horn.
Okay. Well, because I don't
not
know.
The, not the downstairs horn, but the horn that they carry because they're clowns and they entertain you.
Yeah, this is the thing. You have to specify.
That's what I'll clowns hear. I'll be weird. Like, I'll hear some weird shit like that where it's, you know, oh yes, you're going to be, it's going to be a bountiful feast for you this month.
Well, listen, just open up like your third ear and hear it in a different way because this might be interesting.
Okay.
I mean, probably not, but you know, might be.
Well, I mean, there is a board game that we have tried to play.
Which I was surprised that you got this board game.
I got it. Okay, so it's a board game that's based on the Zodiac signs. Mm-hmm. And
not the Zodiac Killer. That's a different one.
No. The Zodiac signs. And all 12 are represented and they all have their own little respective piece that you can move around the board. And basically what you're trying to do is it's kind of like a fancy Connect Four where it's like four different tiers and you're trying to move up these tiers or stories and connect four stars and literally align the sun and the stars. It's you know, kind of fun.
It sounds boring, but it's actually pretty fun.
It is, but I got it because I thought that Cass and our mom, who's also really into astrology.
Shout out, Mama.
I thought they would like find it interesting because the game itself does look really nice too. It's like a well-designed game.
Yeah, and it is fun.
So I thought, okay, let me see if they would, what their take is on this game. And they didn't like it because it has astrology in it, but how you win is you have to use strategy.
You have to have strategy. Yeah. Yes. And it's like, I just want to read about the signs and just lay up.
Okay. And that's why that game, you don't
it's,
like it.
It's fun, but then it gets boring after a while. Cause it's like, there's not a whole lot of strategy.
No, there's a ton of strategy, but you're using the signs like powers. They actually worked the signs powers
Let's
into
see,
the
now
game.
This is something you're interested in. It's Zodiac.
Well, because it's the strategy aspect of it is cool. And the way that the game looks, it's like designed cool and shit. And yeah.
Yeah, I would say, you know, check it out. You know,
I think I it's just the called the Zodiac game.
Might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cute. All right, so Taurus the bull, April 20th to May 20th. The persistent provider of the horoscope family, Taurus energy helps us seek security, enjoy earthly pleasures, and get the job done. Now, Tauruses are known to be workhorses. You know, they're very always hard on the grind.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I have a few Taurus friends that, like my one girl, Sandy, shout out to Sandy, love her. She, for many years, when I first met her, she was working two full-time jobs. I mean, she was all about, I mean, just work, 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 but also a fantastic provider for her family and just really into it. Our father, a Taurus, same thing. He's very focused on work and, you know, working hard, doing a good job, taking care of the family and doing what he needs to do, you know, to provide. So there is, you know, some truth to that, you know, because I'm not always like that. That's why I don't have a family. Like, listen, I need to work hard for me and provide for me. I can't be dealing with no kids right now. Okay.
Wow.
Now, it's interesting. And the Taurus, they are an earth sign.
Okay.
So very interesting, right? Very interesting.
Well, I mean.
Go ahead, Bobby. What do you think about a Taurus? Well, we live with one. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. I mean.
And don't say you don't care. You better put some introspective on this shit.
Well, I mean, what is an earth sign compared to a fire sign? I mean, what
okay,
does that
earth
even
is boring
mean?
And fire is fun and fucking wild. Okay. There you go.
But that's not, there's so many people.
And I love my earth signs, but yeah, they are, yeah, they're just very mellow.
Okay, but that's not true. It's not necessarily
but it is true.
Oh. I just, okay. I mean, yeah, no, it's true for somebody like our dad. Yes.
Okay. So true to form.
But
there you go.
It's, yeah, but there's also so many people out there that do work hard and they're about their business and they get shit done and they're born in the other 11.
The Taurus, the bull, I'm telling you, they're grazing, they're taking care of business, they're getting shit done.
They're grazing or they're mm-hmm. brazen or are they brazzers?
Brazzers. Oh,
whoa. If you tell somebody that, a little side note here, you tell somebody that they're brazen, you could also say that they're brazzers, okay?
Okay, but
now,
this
some
is
of you
much
might know
different.
What that is. Some of you are scratching your heads.
Yeah, some of you are fucking degenerates and you're going to know what brazzers is like we do. And some of you don't, and that's okay.
If you know, you know.
If you know, but we're not going to explain it. So, okay. And if you know, God bless you. And if you don't, well, it's probably better you stay in the dark. Bobby loves the brazzers, you know.
No,
nice girls.
I just
anyway. So
it's just a joke we say, you know.
Yeah, but you know the girls, you like them anyway. Oh, and also shout out to one of my fave Taurus. Marissa, hey girl.
Oh, Marissa.
But yeah, you know, they get shit done.
Okay.
Earth sign, bang done. Ah, now we're on to
what's
Gemini,
happening?
The twins.
Oh.
And I fall right under Gemini.
Okay.
May 21st to June 20th. That's an air sign.
Okay.
So we're wispy, wavy, grits and gravy, honey. Wherever the wind takes us, that's where we go. When we're like chameleons of Gemini. We'll fit into whatever we need to, wherever we need to, however we need to.
Everybody has
and
to do that.
And sometimes we're fucking wild. You know, we're crazy. Yeah, no, I know everybody got to do that. But Geminis are very interesting. Listen to this. Gemini, the most versatile and vibrant horoscope sign. Naturally, Gemini energy helps us communicate, collaborate, and fly our freak flags at full mast, honey. Woo!
Okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing, too. Okay, I forgot to mention this. Every month has two signs, right? So we got May gems, we got June gems. You know, we got April Taurus, we got May Taurus. They're different. Like I'm a May gem and our mama is a June gem.
Okay.
We're very different. Now we can get into more of this too. This is going to complicate things, but there's the sun sign you're born under, like which for me would be Gemini. Then there's your rising sign and your moon sign.
What about moons over my hammy sign? When
now
you just want to get breakfast?
That I will always fuck up after a long night of drinking.
That's my sign right there.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
Because it's fantastic.
Well, I'm
I
on
would
the cusp of
be.
That and pancakes.
Shut up.
Oh.
Isn't that beautiful? Gemini, of course. I mean, and I've known a lot of crazy gems. And shout out to Peaches. Shout out to who else we got in there? We got, oh, you know what I forgot too, is my Wansetta. Shout out to her too. May 1st over there. That's Taurus. Peaches, May 21st. We got, who else we got in there? Oh my God, we have so many. There's a lot of gems. Oh my God. You know, I'm probably not going to be able to mention them all though, because there's just, there's so many. Everybody was like getting nasty at the end of the summertime. That's why we got so many like May, June babies.
When I bumped you in the summer. You know that song?
Which one? Oh, yeah, yeah. No, 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 I know
we
this one.
We fell in love.
My girl Melanie, she's May 26th. Our Uncle Larry, May 27th. Our grandma, rest in peace, May 29th. And then Mama and several other family members in June. It's like, oh, good Lord. We got a lot of motherfucking gems.
Wow.
It's fantastic. I can't argue with this. When I
mentioned it,
we fucked out a baby. It came out in May, June.
Oh, jeez. isn't it symbolized as like twins?
Yeah,
like the sisters twins. Or something?
Now, this is bullshit too. I want to put this out there.
Oh, so
shut up.
Oh.
A lot of people are going to say, oh, you know, the twins. That's because, you know, you have good side and the bad side. You know, you have one that's honest, one that's not. You know, Geminis can be deceiving, this and that, you know, untruthful, dishonest, all this. Yeah. there are bad gems out there, but there are also us good gems. And then you got to think about this too. You got to factor in the rising sign and the moon sign.
That's too much.
There's
too much work to
look into
when you can just like talk to somebody and like get to know them, you know?
Well,
like,
yeah. Like but then like when you learn their sign, you're like, okay, now this makes sense. Why you suck or why I like you.
Oh, dear.
Let's move on. So after Gemini, guess what we got, Bobby?
What?
We have Cancer, the crab.
Oh, okay.
And that's June 21st to July 22nd.
Okay.
The natural nurturer of the horoscope wheel. Cancer energy helps us connect with our feelings, plant deep roots, and feather our family nests.
Okay. Aww.
Now, Cancer is a water sign.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, you know, I've met a lot of Cancers. Like, shout out to Ronnie. Love her. She's Cancer. Shout out to Gilby. He's Cancer. Shout out to Jai. Cancer. They both actually have the same birthday. Shout out to my Marigold. She's a Cancer. Shout out to Panita, Kina. I know a lot of Cancers. Wow. Shout out to our cousin's wife, Tara. She's also Cancer, but she's June Cancer.
Okay.
She's actually a month after me, June 24th.
Yeah.
This is another thing too. I'm like a fucking idiot savant. I always, when you tell me your birthday, I will forever remember it. I know everybody's birthday.
Cass is like, that's another movie I've never seen. It's Rain Man. Cass is like.
I literally am like the Dustin Hoffman of birthdays.
Wow.
Yeah. In Rain Man. You know, like I'm, yeah.
Wow.
Literally. Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Wow.
So yeah, shout out to all my Cancers. This is true though. Yeah. They're very loving, very nurturing.
Yeah.
I do feel like, yeah, they go like above and beyond, you know, for their friends and family. They're always like looking out and, you know, nurturers. Yeah. Water sign.
Oh, okay. So water signs are known as that type of person.
I feel more sensitive. Yeah. Like they're the more sensitive of the zodiac.
Okay.
You have, so, you know, in the 12 different signs, you have 3 water, 3 air, 3 earth, and 3 fire.
Okay.
So, and it goes like every other, you know, like, you know, we just had Gemini, that's air. Now we have Cancer, that's water.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
And before Gem, you know, is Taurus, this, so that's earth. Before that is fire. So it's interesting. It goes, you know, like fire, earth, air, water.
Okay. It goes like in sequence.
It's very interesting. Ah, now one of my all-time favorite signs that I feel we get along very well, Gem and Leo. Next after Cancer is Leo the Lion, July 23rd to August 22nd. The drama queen and regal ruler of the horoscope clan, Leo energy helps us shine, express ourselves boldly, and wear our hearts on our sleeves. Now, Leo is a fire sign, and they are motherfucking wild. Shout out to D, babe. Shout out to our cousin's husband, Bill. So he's basically our cousin too. Shout out to all my Leos. There's so many I know because we just connect. We get along, we connect. And you know, air fuels fire. So Gem always fuels the Leo. Like when me and Dee have bad ideas, we bounce off each other.
Oh, geez.
Like, yeah, are we going to stay out all night and possibly end up upside down in the grassy fucking knoll, drunk off our asses? Yeah, we probably will. Let's do it. Let's go. Wow. What do you think, Bobby, about a Leo?
So it's symbolized as a lion, right?
The lion, yes. Wow. And supposedly they're the drama queens, you know, and this and that, you know, they like a lot of attention. Because
you got that growl. When like deer and shit show up to like eat the grass or whatever, yeah, it's just like, get out of here.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's something to know.
That's my take.
That's your I like it. And shout out to the Hubs, Chad. He's August 19th, but he hates this too. He's close to Virgo, so I'm going to get into that too. He's, I would say, Leo Virgo.
Is the 13th sign, now that I think about it, is the 13th sign just...
annoying, Cass?
No, I was going to say like a speculative person, like somebody that doesn't...
It might be.
Yeah, okay, because I might be that 13th. With a rising and a sun and moon and spoon and of all this fucking shit. Yeah, it's all that 13th one of just like, you don't get it.
No, I think it's
I feel like I'm Rick Grimes in Walking Dead. Mm. You don't get it.
And this is before he disappeared on the chopper, right?
Yeah, because somebody mentioned astrology. He's like, you know what, I'm fucking out.
You don't motherfucking get it.
I'm out.
But let's move on to Virgo, the Virgin.
Okay.
And they are August 23rd to September 22nd. The masterful helper of the horoscope wheel, Virgo energy teaches us to serve, do impeccable work, and prioritize well-being of ourselves, our loved ones, and the planet. Now, they are an earth sign. So I feel like, yes, they're very earthy. They like to help. I've run into some, I have some awesome Virgo friends. And I've run into some that I would love to light them on fire and throw them into the Grand Canyon.
Oh, okay.
So,
you know what? Probably that's, you see, I feel like that's a touch redundant because putting them in the Grand Canyon should probably kill them.
No, no, no.
I'm no scientist, even though I do put the scientist tag on my Instagram account.
I did see that, actually. Yeah. But as they're, you know, I want to light them on fire, and as they're making their way down the pit,
burning as they're falling.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And I wouldn't even pee on them.
But they're not a fire sign.
They don't need to be.
Okay.
They don't need to be.
Oh, well, wait.
The fire is going to scorch the earth. It's an earth sign.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
I want to use whatever fires in me to scorch that earth up.
Okay.
But I also have some great Virgo friends, like shout out to Trin. Shout out to who else is in? Sorry if I'm forgetting you. I know I have a lot of Virgo friends, and we got our August, she's September Virgo though. I know, yeah, we got a lot of people. And this is the thing too, Mercury, the, you know, planet of communication, rules over Virgo and Gem. So usually Gem and Virgo gets along, but just don't date them because it's a fucking nightmare. Anyways, moving right along. No, they're good people. Overall though, I feel like they can be very, sometimes too much with the controlling, and they're a little bit like hypochondriacs too. I've dealt with a lot Virgos.
Oh.
D and I, actually, we know of one currently in our life, and I won't name any names. I'm not going to put anybody on blast, but she don't like to show up to work. She don't like to, she got every problem wrong with her.
Wow.
And we're like, Virgo? Yeah. Okay. This makes sense. Anywho, so what do we got after Virgo? We have Libra, the scales, which is kind of weird. Like that's their thing is
they're always
scales.
Weighing themselves?
Well, I guess. Yeah, they're good.
Okay.
I think they're just always like either they're balanced or unbalanced. That's September 23rd to October 22nd, and they are an air sign. The balanced beautifier of the horoscope family, Libra energy inspires us to seek peace, harmony, and cooperation, and to do it with style and grace.
Wow.
I feel like I've always gotten along with Libras. Libras are a fellow air sign, and they're just like, they're another one that's wispy wavy. Like they're very easy to get along with. Shout out to Jody's husband, Joe. He's a Libra, and just very easy to talk to and awesome. Like every Libra I think I've ever... I don't know, run into and talk to. Like, we just always connected. Something with our heirs. Go ahead, Bobby.
I don't know. I don't know how, like, do you think that maybe instead of there being like a rhyme or reason to it, do you think that you're just like drawn to certain people for certain things?
Because of their sign. Absolutely. Yes. You see how this is coming full circle?
No.
Absolutely. Hmm. There are certain signs that I'm very much attracted to, even just like for friends, like where we just click. And then when I find out their sign, I'm like, oh, this makes sense. Yeah.
But I know it happens to where the inverses of that happen, to where you click with somebody and then they're a sign that you don't think you would get along with, or you get along with somebody and they have a sign that, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Shame on me. Shout out also to Vanessa. She's also a Leo.
Well, there's so many.
Sorry, girl.
You know everybody's signs. So it's so, you're
but there's
trying
so
to
many. I'm trying to
yeah.
like to name everybody that I know in every each sign. Oh my God, it's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. No, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's, you know, you could be, you know, attracted to a personality type, you know, not necessarily in a romantic way. I mean, like in a friend way, like, yeah. you know, when you start working somewhere and maybe you click with somebody,
but yeah, you get along with them.
Yeah. You get along with them. Yeah. Maybe over other personalities, you know, you have several other coworkers and there's maybe one over or like a couple over the other ones. Like you just gravitate to,
right.
you know, cause maybe you have similar interests or similar, you know, like personality or like sense of humor, you know, and, it's interesting. Then when you start to, you know, just look into this stuff, even if you're not into it, you know, when you just, I don't know, when you find out what sign they are, like for me, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, this makes sense because like our signs click, you know, and then I start, you know, going down the rabbit hole of learning more about, you know, the behind the scenes, the sign and, you know, like why we click.
Yeah.
And there's certain people, yeah, that I find out their sign. I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm just like,
oh meh. Dear. Oh,
so now what do we have after Libra?
What do we have after Libra?
We have Scorpio.
Okay.
The Scorpion. October 23rd to November 21st. They're a water sign.
Watch out, girl. Gonna sting you.
Oh, you better cover that little, that tail, little scorpion tail.
Uh-oh.
The most intense and focused of the horoscope signs, Scorpio energy helps us dive deep, merge our superpowers, and form bonds that are built to last. I feel like every Scorpio I've met, and I have Scorpio rising, are very intense. They can be very secretive. They only want you to know as much as they're willing to put out there. They're not these kind of people that will tell you their whole life story, you know, in, you know, like 5 seconds.
But what about the old tale of the scorpion and the frog? Have you heard it?
Ah, regale us with this.
Well, the scorpion needs to get across the water. So he asks a frog, hey, you mind giving me a ride? And the frog's like, I don't know. I think you're going to like shank me in the back when you get on my back. And the scorpion's like, no. So he gives him a ride. Scorpion shanks him in the back. And the frog's like, what the fuck? And as they're both sinking, because the scorpion can't swim, the scorpion said, yeah, I wasn't going to and I didn't want to, but it was just in my nature.
Yeah, because scorpions are fucked up. Yeah, and we're always ready to sting. That's geez. My motherfucking rising sign.
Oh my God,
sign.
You didn't
yeah.
say, oh, okay.
That's my rising sign, and my moon sign is Leo. So see, I got a little bit, of wildness all over. I'm on the map, honey, all over.
Oh, jeez.
No, yeah, scorpions are, you're exactly right, yeah. Because it was in my nature,
but that has nothing to that has nothing to do with thing. It's just like an old wives' tale. Old wives sit around. They're like, "Did you hear the one about the kangaroo and the dildo?" I don't know.
What are these old wives talking about?
I have no idea.
Oh my God.
I'm not a part of them because I'm a young mister.
You got to put like wife. Your cup up to the door a little bit like harder to really hear what's going on.
Yeah. I'll the travel old wives back are talking. To 1600s and there be like, you did you hear the one about the
kangaroo and the dildo?
Yeah.
Did they even have kangaroos and dildos back then?
Maybe they did, but they didn't. But I don't know if maybe the dildos were like made out of wood.
Oh, ouch. Splinters. Now, here's the thing. They probably didn't call it a dildo, though.
Right.
Right. It probably had another name, just like this. Stop. This wooden doohickey.
Yes.
You know, that splinters me up from the inside out.
Right.
So anyways, so after Scorpio, we got Sagittarius, the archer.
Okay.
And they are November 22nd to December 21st. The worldly adventurer of the horoscope wheel, Sagittarius energy inspires us to dream big, chase the impossible, and take fearless risks. Now, they are also a fire sign. And because you're a cuspy, Bobby, December 22nd, you're part Sag.
Okay.
So you got a little fire in you, which I appreciate because I don't always care for your Capricorn.
Which is up next, right?
Yeah. But a little bit more about Sagittarius. So the unfortunate part with them is sometimes they stick their foot in their mouth.
Okay.
Sometimes they're not always good with, I don't know, they're not very smooth when it comes to communicating, you know, what they want and need. Okay. We've known some Sagittarius people that were like, not all of them. I met some great ones. But I have met a lot that were like, Bobby, we know of one. It wears a wig.
Oh,
but anyways,
yeah.
These are names we won't speak of. We're not going to throw anybody under the bus, but we will just talk in code, kind of like Penn and Teller. You know, when people come on their show to fool them and they speak in code and then the magician's like, oh, okay, you fucking got me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then,
well... Penn will be, since Teller, of course, doesn't talk.
Yeah.
Penn
but they
will be
whisper
like,
to each other. They'll be like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Well, let's see here. Penn will be like, well, we talked about it and we decided that you need to shut the fuck up.
And little Teller's over there and he's, you know, like, has like a Bill Cosby kind of face.
Yeah.
But like he doesn't drug anybody, you know, yeah. He just does like that weird smile.
And then, yeah, and then somehow the magician is like, yep, they caught me. Like, I don't know how
yeah, like,
that.
Holy shit. Like,
they talk
you didn't even say anything.
Magician's code.
Yeah. And of course, us as the viewers, we have no idea what they're saying. And it's like, oh shit. So they did know what the guy did.
So that's what we're doing when we.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing right now.
I mean, like, there's a lot of people that are like that, though, that are just, you know, yeah, they'll be like, well, you know. And then, yeah, they're
Britney
dicks.
Spears, look at the Sagittarius mess. There's a lot of them.
Well, that was because, you know, she was a child star and then just, I don't know, she shaved her head and smoked crack. I don't know.
And
I don't know her
life
story.
Her father's in charge of her money. I don't get it.
That
but
sucks.
Sagittarius, same mess.
Okay.
They're probably the messiest, I think, of the fire signs.
But why is that, though?
Ask them. I don't know.
Okay.
Contact little BS. Bobby. Oh, just real quick. I want to give a shout out to my long time friend, Jason Brown. Love you, buddy. And I didn't even shout you out. I'm sorry. You're like pretty much like a cuspy. He's June 23rd. So you're pretty much like Gem Cancer. We'll go with that.
Jancer. I love you.
But anyways, so a Jancer or
Kim.
Kim and I don't.
The Chemical Brothers.
Push the button. Now we're on to what Bobby can sometimes be. But I'm sorry to all my Capricorns out there, but I'm not a giant fan of you people. Sorry. Capricorn the goat, December 22nd, which
fucking
is Bobby's birthday.
Goat.
To January 19th. The measured master planner of the horoscope family, Capricorn energy teaches us the power of structure and long-term goals. Is there energy there? Because I feel like...
Fuck you.
And there's your Sag energy.
And there's the energy that you need.
Capricorn is also an earth sign.
Okay.
And it's... I don't know. I one time I read this thing that I was cracking
again,
up.
Again, all nations, I watched Nickelodeon growing up, all nations lived in harmony until it was the Fire Nation that attacked.
You and this airbender thing. You're the last airbender.
I
you
am.
Fucking Capricorn.
Yes, I have the air on my forehead and I fly around and shit. Yeah, don't fuck with me.
I'm going to put the goat on your forehead, like this weird symbol it's showing me.
Okay.
So I had read this one thing a long time ago. I think it was like in terms of compatibility for the signs.
Okay.
And it said that Capricorn is Gemini's dark horse. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? But now I've met some really awesome, you know, ones that I connected with very well. Like I love Bobby, even though I can't send a Capricorn, I love you.
Aw.
And years ago, I met this one girl and she was, you know, people come into your life for, you know, a reason or a season. And sometimes they stay, sometimes they leave. Now she
was just— for some goddamn treason.
Or for treason. Yeah, she committed that too.
Oh, dear.
She was in my life for a little bit and she was a seasonal. But we had so much fun. She was a Capricorn until she got fucking crazy. That's a story for another day. But some of them I've connected with. And I think it's because the rising and the moon sign. Because the sun sign, Cap, I don't connect with. I don't attract those people as friends. I don't connect very well. And so you got a good rising and a moon too. I think you got like Pisces and something. And we all know, maybe not all of us, but people know that I have a soft spot for my Pisces. But yeah, so Capricorn, you know. I got to say though, many, many Capricorns are very good business people, very good with money. Very calculated. You guys do make really good moves. Really smart when it comes to business.
But there's, again, there's people that are from all across the calendar.
Yes, I know, but there are a lot of Capricorns that are very good with that.
Yes, but there's a ton of others that it's just coincidence. It's fucking coinky-dink.
You're being a coinky-dink.
Okay, but my point stands.
Then after the goat, we have Aquarius, the water bearer. Now, okay. You would think Aquarius is a water sign. It is not. It is an air sign.
Makes no sense.
No. January 20th to February 18th, the mad scientist and humanitarian of the horoscope wheel, futuristic Aquarius energy helps us innovate and unite for social justice. I got to say, they're like the weirdest of the air signs. So we have Gem, Libra, and Aquarius. Those are three air signs.
What makes them the weirdest?
Because they're just, like, this is interesting how it says the mad scientist and humanitarian. So they're just off, I think, what's the saying? Beat to their own drum.
Beats their meat?
They beat their meat on their own. No, they just have different ideals and... you know, our Aunt Arlene, our mom's sister, was an Aquarius. And she was very creative and very, you know, she had a lot of her own ideas and ideals. And, you know, before it was cool to be a millennial with no kids, she was doing it.
Yeah.
You know, she was already out there, you know, and not giving a shit what people said. You know, she was, you know, her own.
And she wasn't a millennial, to clarify, but.
No. But. Yeah, she was
before like our generation. She was like, I'm gonna wear a beanie and like,
yeah, and just like own animals and not have kids. Like, she was already cool. She was already a trailblazer. You know,
just doing your own thing, individual.
Yeah, and had her own ideals, and you know, wasn't afraid, you know, of anybody's shit, and you know, stood up for what she believed in. And I feel like a lot of Aquarius people, they are like that. Yeah, like they are very. Eclectic in their thinking,
yeah,
you know, which is cool. You know, it's different.
Okay.
You know, and wispy wavy too, air sign.
Okay.
Which again, you would think it says the water bearer. This would be a water sign. It is not. Now we're going to wrap up here. Pisces, the fish.
That's the last one?
Yes. February 19th to March 20th. The dreamer and healer of the horoscope family, Pisces energy awakens compassion, imagination, and artistry, uniting us as one. I feel, and this is a water sign, I feel like Pisces are the most sensitive and like most caring and like loving of the zodiac. And shout out to my Jody, shout out to Sean Moore, Marissa, no, not your husband, my Sean Moore. But oh my God, I've always connected with a Pisces immediately. Every time I meet somebody who's just like very... you could tell like they're just compassionate and like loving. There's something about them, their energy that's just so like inviting and just warm. They turn out to be a Pisces. I'm like, this is amazing.
Wow.
I got me a soft spot. Oh, and our cousin Steph, she's Pisces. We know, yeah, a lot of great Pisces that are just salt of the earth.
Salt.
Love. Love. But there you go. We got the 12 signs.
Wow.
You know a little more about us, about our birthdays. We know we learned, you know, if you didn't know about each sign, you learned about that today, what they fall under, where they fall, what they are. And you also learned that Bobby doesn't give a fuck about any of the signs.
I think like fate could be a real thing, like where, you know, you're supposed to cross certain people's paths and they're supposed to cross yours at certain times to teach you certain things.
I do believe that 100%.
But I mean, something like this, I think you only really like get what you want out of stuff that you believe in, you know? Like, so if you are a naysayer, you're not gonna get anything from it. But if you're a believer, you are. And then it just, I don't know, it's just not really grounded in any like actual science, you know, like the actual, like the planets and, you know, that's actual science. But then people's personalities being shaped by their birthday and their this and that. I don't know if I really just could ever believe that, you know?
Now, I got to ask you something. Say you meet a girl, right? You're really into her. Like you're clicking on every level you can imagine. But you find out that she is balls deep into the horoscope.
We could use a different terminology for her enthusiasm, okay, for this.
Balls to the wall. She's really better into astrology and the horoscopes.
I would, of course, accept her because, I mean, you know, that's not a deal breaker. I mean,
what if she talks about it a lot?
It's not like a deal breaker. Okay. If you're really into it and you like it and stuff, and you know, it's just, it would only be, here's the thing. It would only be a deal breaker if you praise or condemn people solely based on their sign. Like, oh, you're a this, get away from me. It's like,
shit, I used to do that. Go ahead, carry on.
Really though, all jokes aside, like if that's like, there's no rhyme or reason to that. That's not fair to people. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, you're right. Yeah, to judge them on their sign.
Different,
no, you're right.
People, you know, from all walks of life, they come from all across the calendar. So it's like,
that's true.
That's the only thing. But yeah, if you're really into it and you know, you use it for entertainment purposes instead of actual like logical purposes when there isn't any like proven truth to it, then it's fine. It's something that you're into.
Okay. All right, I like this.
What if here's the thing.
Okay.
What if you had a friend that like was so, you really hit it off with them, like from the moment that you meet them, you think that they're really cool. And all of a sudden, the conversation goes to horoscopes, and you say, "Oh, I'm a Gemini. I was born May 24th, and this is my rising, and all that shit." And then the guy or girl is like, "Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa! I don't mesh with Gemini at all." And then they just like walk away. What would your interpretation of that be?
I'd be like, bye, bitch.
Damn.
Guess what? We weren't
meant
to be friends.
Damn, son,
where'd
you find
way.
This?
Yeah, you know, I'd be like, good fucking riddance.
Damn.
Because you're probably a sign I don't like anyway.
Oh my God.
No, if they're going to act like that, then I'd be like, yeah. I mean, I've met many signs that, you know, like, you know, from reading and stuff, you know, and knowing, you know, and reading about the characteristics, right?
Yeah.
You know, that, yeah, maybe I did mesh with, you know, and then they tell me their sign and I'm like, oh, okay, you know. Yeah, like we were friends, but I've noticed though that the ones that I really like gravitated to and made really like close friendships with are signs that I click with.
Because you're a believer of horoscopes.
And
where
that could
that,
very well be. And maybe, yeah, I did, you know, maybe I did pass up on some good people because of their son. I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Like subconsciously, you know, I was like, well, fuck this person. They're capable.
Oh my God. Wow. What does it
go? You know what back- I would do real quick? That person, if they're like, oh, you're a Gemini, I would grab their hand, walk them to the door. I would open the door and fucking push them out and then slam the door behind them.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, that's an option, I guess. You know,
yeah.
Going back to that, the whole thing about like compatibility based on signs. Mm-hmm. What does it say about Gemini? What does it say about Capricorn? Because you did say Capricorn and Gemini are like
not good.
Well, I don't. But
like on a romantic like compatibility.
Well, that's
do not
good
find yourself a Gemini.
We're not from Alabama, so sorry to anybody that's
that
out
is listening
there
from Alabama.
God no, damn
I'm
it!
When you
two
find
kids?
Somebody, she a Gemini? Steer clear.
Oh, okay.
Steer clear, honey.
Wow.
You know, like that State Farm, like that program they got. You know, to save you money on car insurance. Steer
thing.
Motherfucking clear. Okay. Yeah. No. So compatibility for they say for Gemini that Leo is great, Aries is great. Libra is supposed to be like our top compatibility, a fellow air sign.
Okay.
For you, I don't know, some garbage that nobody cares about. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you.
No, for Capricorn, it says your greatest match would be Virgo or Taurus. So fellow earth signs.
Oh, okay.
Now, I notice, yeah, a lot of my, we've had this conversation before, I think just recently we did, where, you know, looking back or like thinking about some of our friends, people that we know, people that are together, that have been together for a long time, their signs do complement each other. You know, like air signs get with fire signs, earth signs get with fellow earth, water gets with earth. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Huh.
And then, you know, if you want to go down this other rabbit hole, remember we were just speaking about this too, of where your birth order is. So some people, you know, if you were firstborn in your family, a lot of times you attract another firstborn.
Right.
If you're in the middle somewhere, you attract a middle. If you're the baby, you attract a baby. Or it goes the other way, where if you're a baby, you attract the eldest because you're used to being taken care of. Usually the elder is...
But this is kind of like the same. It's along the same lines.
There's a lot of truth to that.
It's along the same lines of astrology, though, where it's, you know, you fit into because you have this upbringing or these circumstances of your life are this way, then you're predetermined to be this way, or you're predisposed, or whatever you want to call it. I think it's along the same lines of astrology, where you'll make the connections if you want to. And you won't if you don't want
but
to.
But say, yeah, this is a Capricorn talking. This is a
but as far as, because, yeah, well, I mean, as far, my favorite meme, I think I sent it to you, where it's like a car like flying through the air. And a guy wrote like, oh, yeah, the girls will do shit like this and be like, oh, sorry, I'm an asparagus.
Oops, I'm an asparagus. Maybe that's a 13th sign. I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, I don't...
It's tasty. Try it with
it
butter.
It is, yeah. But your pee is not going to be so good.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like...
But you're right. I think there's some truth to that, too. That, yeah, if you believe in this stuff, yeah, you're going to see certain things, you know, then if you don't believe in it, you know. Of course, if you open your mind to... You know, believing that, yeah, certain signs go together or like certain birth order, then you're going to see that more often than somebody who's like, no, there's no truth to that.
Yeah.
And which is okay. Of course, yeah, we all see things in a different way. You know, we all feel a certain way and we have every right to, as long as we don't hurt each other.
Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, I've always been into that, you know, when I have a lot of friends that, you know, we talk about it, we're into it and, you know, we'll joke around, oh, you know, of course this person's a whatever. And, but I mean, it doesn't stop us from communicating or being friends with the person.
Oh yeah.
There's just, you know, because we want to believe we see like those flaws or whatever in the person.
Yeah.
You know, if we say, oh, you know, we know this person's a Capricorn or a Gemini or a Virgo or whatever, you know, then yeah, then you choose to see that bad stuff. And then like those characteristics are gonna, you present themselves because you're choosing to see it and believe in it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But I'm into it. It's fun.
Wow.
Now, what about, let's touch on something. We'll wrap it up here. Because, you know, we're in different age groups. I won't say what I'm in. But what about being single in the pandemic? So you can speak on this, and me being married in the pandemic, I could speak on this. How do you think, I mean, that's affected you and then like other people, you know?
Well, I mean, it's just, I think it would suck either way, no matter what your situation is. That it sucked either way. Yeah, I mean, like, there's pros and cons for both, no matter if it's like a situation like we've been experiencing or not. But I did, I was telling Cass recently that I did get back on, I've never been on Bumble. I've tried out one or two of those other ones, but I did get back on dating sites, which is just the one, Bumble. And yeah,
girls hit up your boy Bobby on a Bumble or
well, I mean, I never, like, as a side note, I never really liked those dating sites because I believe in like chance encounters and actually like just meeting, striking up a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, at a whatever.
And it's hard to do. It really is, you know, and especially
and
during this time.
Exactly.
It's like,
so
how do you do that?
How do you do that when it's like stay inside and, you know, wash your hands, your nuts.
Everything.
I was already doing that.
Yeah. Thank God. You know. Thank God. Yeah. Yeah. Because listen, whether you're dating or not, you want to have clean nuts and hands.
Right.
Of course. Naturally.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean.
And then when you're married, it's like, who cares?
Okay.
You can have dirty hands and dirty nuts.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're together. So it's, you know.
Okay. I would say it's so much harder. And then like trying to do the Zoom thing, trying to like have a date over Zoom, just sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, because you're not in person. You're not able to read each other, you know, really.
I mean, you could at least, you could see each other and stuff, but it's not.
It's so, I mean,
that's why that's why I've always frowned on like social media anyway, because it's just like such a, you know, like a shallow, like, you know, bullshit thing instead of being like a real person, like, you know, an actual flesh and blood human being.
Well, we've always said, you know, I mean, a lot of people, they feel more, I believe a lot of people feel more confident and stuff, you know, on social media,
right.
You know, because they're hiding behind, you know, the facade they put on there, you know, all the good times, you know, it's
the
like
highlight reel and
the highlight reel of their life.
The hall of shame.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, not catfishing, but you're kind of like on there on those sites and stuff. You're kind of like moonlighting as the best version of yourself.
Yeah, and it's like, and you know
which
what?
Which is a weird thing to...
You need to be showing a worse version too, so you know what you're getting. You know what I'm saying?
If you can't handle me at my worst, do not expect me at my best.
That's right. That's right. You ain't getting me at my best then, huh?
Don't come for me unless I send for you.
Don't check for me unless you have a check for me.
Brilliantly put. I second that.
No, you're exactly right. Yeah, it's like too many people, and this is why... You know, a lot of times dating goes south because it's like, you know, when you meet somebody, especially online, you're just seeing the good part of them. But then once you get to know them, you're like, well, what happened to like that fun, happy-go-lucky girl or guy I met? Yeah, because, you know, real life, it's not all rainbows and butterflies. We all have bullshit.
It's compromise that moves us along. Yeah. Fucking Adam Levine. Bob and Levine. Yes. No, you know what I absolutely fucking hate?
Go ahead.
Excuse my Francois.
No, we're always fucking cursing.
Oh, yeah.
People
right.
know. I tell them, don't listen to this in front of the kids unless you want them to know fuck.
What I hate is when hiking, when girls will put, oh, I like hiking. Okay, I'm not. I like hiking. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, doing that shit, going up into the mountains and being around nature and drinking the water off the waterfall and shit. That's
sure,
cool.
We've done it.
That's amazing. It makes your skin feel great. There's cool winds. But hiking is like the new, I like to take walks on the beach.
Yeah.
It's like, because you're going to put on there that you love hiking, mm-hmm. but in reality, you love to be a couch potato and binge watch Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, lies. It, lies.
There's so many people that, you know, they'll find a pile of rocks and they'll sit there with New Balance shoes and be like, I love hiking. Two thumbs up.
Hey.
And then
yeah, no, girl, that's
when
not
you actually
hiking.
Get to know them, that's just something that it's just lip service and not right. the fun kind. That's you just put that on there to wow people. Be like, wow.
Oh,
they
shit.
Love
this girl's
nature,
like into nature and
they
stuff.
Take time for themselves and they're, whoa. But in reality,
yeah,
that
the
ain't
bitch
the
is
case.
Laid up binging.
Yes.
Getting motherfucking
laid
like
up
the food delivery.
Binging it. And that's fine. But just be honest.
But be honest. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, be honest. And show me some of your bad parts because I want to know the
because
whole enchilada
you're human.
Of what you're getting.
You're not somebody that fucking eats asparagus and celery sticks and you're mm-hmm. always in the mountains
yeah.
16 hours
with
a
your
day.
New balance
and
shoes.
You're human.
Yeah.
And exactly. That's exactly it about our social media profiles mm-hmm. and our dating fucking profiles. Is it's just like such a shit thing mm-hmm. that you can't. People feel the pressure to not be their authentic self.
Yeah, and that's such a shame.
For some
it's
reason.
Like, be who you are, and you're going to still attract the right people, but you won't have to put on this show, this facade for people, because you're going to attract the wrong people. Yeah,
that's true. They're gonna fall like, in love with the hiker that
exactly.
eats, you know, good things, and when really you don't care.
Yeah,
and that's fine.
Exactly,
but
that's okay.
You.
It's like, be honest though. Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Hey.
You like to just lay up and not go outside the house. That's cool. Fucking tell me.
Well, like-minded people need to find each other. So people that really do love to hike, like always be in the mountains or, you know, be doing like outdoor people.
Yeah, outdoorsy kind of activities.
That's,
yeah.
Those like-minded people need to find each other. So
of course,
whenever
yeah.
whenever you're pretending or hoping, wishing, trying to put off this image of something that you're not, then it's just, it ain't right.
And I bet you anything, they're probably the same sign, finding each other.
And on that note, Cass, get the fuck out.
All right, guys, it's been fun. I'm going to go. See ya.
As always, we wanted to thank you very much for giving us, spending some time with us,
yes.
you know, dropping a listen. We'd love it if you dropped us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Spread us around to your family, friends, coworkers, strangers, people that are helping you change a tire or jump your battery in traffic.
Or that girl that you're dating that pretends to be a hiker. Tell
yep.
her too.
Take her up to the mountains and say, hey, listen to this.
Let's listen to this shit together.
And if she doesn't like it, leave.
Dump her.
And but
she
leave
sucks.
Her there though. Don't even give
yeah.
her money for
don't
a
give
taxi
her, no.
or Uber ride.
No. You don't leave. Always have to be a gentleman.
Go. Go West, young man. Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you guys. We
will
we love
see you.
You
in the next one.
Next time around. See ya.
See you later.
See ya.
Wouldn't want to be ya. No, we would want to be
we ya. Would want to be ya.
We love you guys. That's just Pauly D talking. I don't know. It's a big,
that's
big Pauly
yeah.
D energy.
We got some big D energy. That's
big
what you gotta come
D
with.
Energy.
Oh, I mean
so
big Pauly D.
Let me put an asterisk
okay.
by that.
Oh, whoops.
See you in the next one.
See ya.